The next bill is House Bill 1067, and I see Representative Bill Napoli is in our presence. Welcome back to House Transportation.
Mr. Chairman, you can't believe how much I miss this committee after spending 2 years on state affairs. Your bills are much more exciting, and you have a lot more discussion than we do on ours, I'm afraid. I really miss this committee, but and I probably brought this bill forward to you because I didn't think I could go a whole year without coming to this committee for some reason or another. But what you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen of this committee, Representative Bill Napoli, District 35, what you're looking at is already in state rule. The department has a very clerical word change, but almost everything you're looking at in this bill is in rule and has been in rule since the 80s. So what I'm asking you to discuss here today is a philosophical issue of how you want government to run. It has always been the position of this legislature that anytime we talked about fees or taxes, that they would come through the legislative body, that we normally, under most circumstances, did not put fees into rules. If you've ever been to a rule committee, you'll notice how limited the action is at a rule committee, which is how I discovered this. I was here in the 80s when this went into effect, and I thought this went into state law. But as I researched this, after I discovered this fee, and I researched this, the reason this fee was put into rule was because at that time they did not know what it was going to cost to implement this program. And so now, some 12 or 15 years later, we know what it's going to cost to implement the program. And so I'm bringing this to you to change it from rule to put it into state law with a basic philosophical idea that fees should be decided by the full legislative body. When a fee, as I discovered, is decided by a rule, it's a very limited process. The rule is advertised in local papers. It goes before the rules committee at the department where public testimony can be taken, which normally doesn't happen because most people don't realize what's happening. And I certainly didn't. I was going to the Rules Committee for a different issue and discovered this one. When it gets done at the Rules hearing at the department, it then goes to the Rules Committee, which is very limited in authority. They cannot turn this down if it's going to be increased. They can only send it back to the department for further discussion and or action by the public. We, on the other hand, when a fee increase comes to us, it goes through the entire legislative process through access of 105 legislators and the governor. So a fee is much more discussed, it's much more open to the public, and it has greater public scrutiny than it does as a rule. The department doesn't have a problem with this. We know how this works now. It's been in effect since the 80s. I asked the department if they felt that there should be a raise in the fee because it has not been raised since it was first implemented. And she said no, that they have streamlined the process a little bit and so therefore do not feel a need to raise the fee. So all I'm asking for you to decide is whether or not you feel that a fee or a fee increase should be decided by a very limited rules process or if it should go through the entire legislative body. That's all this does. It's not a big, we're not talking about this as a law itself because it's already has the effect of law and it's been in effect for many years and it works and I've used it and it's a good system. The only question I pose to you is would you rather have this in rule with a limited public opportunity or have it in law with a much broader attempt for people to participate. And so that's the only question. This is a very good program, and it served a lot of needs. Because if you end up with a vehicle or a camping trailer or a boat or a truck and something happens to that VIN plate, then you can go through this process, get a new VIN plate from the state of South Dakota, pay the fee, and you go on your way. And it's a good process. It works good. So that's not the discussion, and I don't want to lead the committee that direction. I only want you to decide if you'd like to see this as a law where we all get a chance to talk about it if it's going to be increased, or if you'd just rather leave it as a rule and have a very limited chance for the public to participate. And so that's it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Napoli. Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1067? Proponents of House Bill 1067.
Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, I'm Deborah Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. I think if we could do the amendment, there is an amendment that we would like to have offered to the bill. Basically, all the amendment does is on line 6 of the original bill, it removes the wording to a rebuilt motor vehicle. And so it would read, the fee for assignment of a vehicle identification number is $25. And the reason that I'm asking that the language to a rebuilt motor vehicle is because sometimes VIN numbers are assigned to items other than maybe just a motor vehicle. We sometimes have to assign them to maybe boats or other trailers, or if they have to replace VIN numbers for some other reason because they've been obliterated. So it's not sometimes necessarily just to a motor vehicle. So that's the only change that we ask for in the bill. And otherwise, it is our current rule. With those words being removed, that would be what our current rule is today. We did bring before the Rules Committee a proposal to increase that fee. However, we had some opposition to that. So what we did was we streamlined the rebuilt inspection process and moved it to central sites. So with that move, we feel the $25 is sufficient for the assignment of the VIN number.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. A motion would be in order for the amendment.
So moved.
Representative Van Norman, seconded by Representative Gordon Peterson. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1067 as amended? Opponents? Seeing none. Questions from the committee of the proponents. Representative Koester.
Representative Napoli. You make it rather simple for us, Representative Napoli, because the only thing we have to decide whether we want to go with state statute or administrative rule. And you started your presentation by saying, being philosophical. For an hour and a half yesterday in State of Affairs, we had the same situation when we dealt with the TANF program, whether it should be set in administrative rules there or by statute. And I'm sure you remember the discussion. And my question would be to you, are you not talking out of both sides of your mouth when you say now you want this in statute rather than by administrative rule? I didn't understand you, because first you were talking about philosophical, whether things should be put in where they have the hearing. But now you're saying that for that reason you want this in statute. Aren't you saying two different things in committees?
Would you like to respond to that, Representative?
Yes, I would. And I'm not sure how the state affairs discussion came into this, because I based my vote on a different situation than what's happening here today. And so I don't think that has anything to do with this bill. But my point is, Representative Koester, the philosophical point I'm bringing to you today is, if you agree that a rule gives plenty of access to the public and it's okay, and I'll accept your decision, or if you believe that a state law being proposed through the legislature gives people more access. The reason I bring this forward is because when I first came across, let me back up. When the rules are advertised, they're advertised by number. They do not explain what's in the rule. And so if you don't look them up on the internet, you have no idea what the rule change is. I had no idea that this fee was being proposed to be increased until I got to Peer. And so I felt strongly that the public did not have real adequate notification as the legislature has. I'm saying the notification that was given by the rule process is what's prescribed by law, if I'm making myself clear. The rule notification process is what's prescribed by law, and that's perfectly fine, if you agree with that. The process for us to notify people about a fee increase during the legislature is a lot broader, and more people can get involved in the process is a lot longer. That's why I'm bringing it to you, because I feel that if this fee was to come before you next year and an increase was being sought, that people would have much more access through the legislative process than they would through rule. That's why I'm bringing it. Because, it's always been the philosophy of this legislature that fee increases and tax increases should go through the legislature, and that's why the bill is here.
Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mapulli, I have about a two- or three-part question. What is the present fee at this time?
$25.
So your proposal doesn't change the fee. What are the advantages of, other than the ones you spelled out, the difference between rule and law? What you're saying is it's more the public has more access to law. So I answered my own question there. But the third one is, what does it cost to implement a law, and what's the purpose of adding another law on the book if this is working?
Representative Mapulli.
I'd like to go back to that second question, because it's important that we understand the difference between a rule and a law. When we bring a fee increase through the legislature, we all vote on it. It can be amended. It goes through six legislative processes, plus the governor has to sign it. When you bring a rule change forward, such as this, to increase it, the rule committee can't turn it down. They can't say no. That's what surprised me. When this bill came, when this rule came forward to increase it, I was the only person that testified against it, because I said I would like to bring this to the legislature and let the legislature decide. But the Rules Committee told me we cannot say no to this rule. All we can do is send it back to the department for them to have further public testimony, and then they will decide if they want to bring it forward again or if they want to stop it. So there's really two huge differences between the two. Now, the cost, I don't believe it's a lot different. I don't know that. I really don't.
Yes, one.
So would it be fair to say that one of the reasons, other than the fact, the reasons mentioned about the difference between rule and law, another reason is to prevent the fee from being increased?
Oh, absolutely not, Mr. Chair. Members of the body, if the department wanted to increase this to $50, I would go along with it, because the fee has not been increased in 12 or 15 years, and I've mentioned that during my testimony, that I did not have a problem with fee being increased. Matter of fact, Deb can count for that. I said if you'd like to increase it, that'd be great, because there is a lot of work involved in this.
Representative Flowers.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mapulli, can you tell me how many times this legislature has turned down a proposed fee increase? I'm trying to think of any that's been rejected by this body over the years.
Did you bring your historical records with you, or do you know that answer?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to sit here and say that we've turned down a lot of them, but we probably haven't, and maybe rightly so. And Charlie, Representative Flowers, I can't.
I mean, I was sitting here trying to think of any of a time that this body has ever turned one down, and I couldn't remember one.
But if I may,
so
Mr.
I guess
Chairman,
I understand where you're coming from. But the fact of life is that if they need a fee increase, they would come to this body just as they would do in rule, and we'd okay it. Probably, I mean, it's probably 99 9/10 or pretty 100% chance that they would.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to respond, because it's important that we stay focused on this bill. All I'm saying is that the rule process is very limited, and absolutely many times can't be turned down. At least through the legislature, you could argue against the rule and possibly say no, but under the rule process you couldn't. So it's really a philosophical decision.
Representative Tupou.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mapulli, I understand you came across this particular fee by accident, basically, that's in rule. Have you done any research subsequent to the to discovering this fee? How many other fees are out there that are in rule that will need to change besides this one in order to support your philosophical argument?
Representative Tupel, I have not.
Representative Peterson, Gordon type?
Just real quick to set the record straight. Yes, they have turned fees down, but in recent years, say the last 10 years, everybody's getting so liberal, they vote for anything anybody wants, it seems like. But they used to do it, but we are having trouble doing it now, but the body still can do it.
Representative Questra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to apologize to Representative Napoli because I don't like to bring from one committee or because we're dealing with the bill, but you were talking about philosophical, and that's why I had to relate to that.
Are there any other Representative Hinnies? I'm sure it's important.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that I'm torn here, but I have a problem because I believe in local control. On the other hand, the legislature is one of the three branches of government that's supposed to be in control, and I see nationally a trend where the committees are in control, and they run or bureaucracy, if I may. And they set the rules, and they don't reflect the intent of the legislature or any one of those three bodies. So I think I'm on the line here, but I think I'm going to vote in favor of this bill just because of that.
Mr. Chairman, I really need to clarify one thing. This is part of the legislative process. This doesn't have anything to do with local control. This is all under our consideration. Mr. Chairman.
But the purpose of our little deal here is to ask questions and not make commentary until after we close the public hearing. Are there any other questions of the proponents of this bill? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
I move do pass.
A do pass as amended.
As amended.
And the second is by Representative Tupel.
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chairman. Substitute motion table.
Representative Van Norman, substitute motion to table. Seconded by Representative Abdallah. That is a non-debatable motion. All in favor of that motion to table House Bill 1067 will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah.
Aye.
Elliott.
No.
Flowers.
Aye.
Frisley.
No.
Hennies.
No.
Knoll.
Aye.
Koistra.
No.
Jim Peterson.
No.
Tupel.
No.
Van Norman.
Aye.
Gordon Peterson.
No.
Broderick.
No.
Oh, yes.
8-4.
The motion to table is defeated by 8-4. We have before us House Bill 1067 as amended. A do pass motion. There being no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Abdallah.
No.
Elliott.
Aye.
Flowers.
No.
Frisley.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Koistinen. Knoll.
No.
Koistra.
Aye.
Jim Peterson.
Aye.
Tupel.
Aye.
Van Norman.
No.
Gordon Peterson.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye. House Bill 1067 passes to the floor on 8-4.